có thể tạm lòng SBS mong. Lòng tạm lòng giả sở sự trình trang đại sbs.com.au/mong. Here is SBS Radio Mong program, and today we have a special guest named Jack Goodman. He is the founder and CEO of Studio City. Today he is going to share his insights and thoughts about why studying in Australia is very important. Not just international students who contribute over 30 billion to Australian economy each year, but also the Australian domestic students that they need help and support as well. So could you tell us more about why it is important to set up your organization called Studio City, and what does it do, and why it is important to help our students in general? Thank you.
Well, thanks very much for the opportunity to speak. And I'm happy to share a little bit of the background about Studiosity. Mm-hmm. This is an organization that that I founded about 15 years ago. And the mission then remains the mission today, which is to help make sure every student who would like support has access to the highest quality, personalized, and one-to-one learning support and the best way to help students learn. And the way we do that is we provide what we call academic literacy support to Australia's universities. We work with schools and TAFEs as well, but we primarily, our job is to help universities make sure that the millions of students, both domestic Australian and international students, have the best possible academic support so that they have the best possible chance of succeeding at their studies and completing their degree and not dropping out or having some sort of a problem or a crisis that makes it impossible for them to finish their studies. So just briefly, what we do is we provide 24-hour a day, 7-day a week, 365 days a year online study support with, we have hundreds and hundreds of subject specialists, we call them. And these are people who will assist students at any time that they need help. And one of the main ways we assist students is when they need to write something, an essay, an assignment, any sort of a written piece of work for a university. Many, many students struggle with that writing, and they don't know necessarily how to structure their writing. They struggle with everything from the basics of grammar and spelling and punctuation, but also referencing and understanding what issues that are known in at universities as academic integrity. So students will upload a draft of an essay, and one of our specialists will provide personalized feedback within 24 hours. And if students would like even more assistance, they can actually connect to one of our subject specialists for help with that essay, or also in other subjects we support, which include mathematics, the sciences, biology, chemistry, and physics, things like statistics and accounting and economics. Mm. So that's what we do. And all of these services are provided free through universities to support students. Mm. And that's the goal, is to make sure that students have access to this help so that they don't get stressed out and anxious and worried, especially when it's at night and in the evenings, on the weekends, when they're alone often, and that's when a lot of self-doubt can creep into people's heads and make them very, very anxious.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that these fields, this duty is supposed to be part of the university's jobs or duties to handle? They're supposed to create a course at the beginning of the course for international students or domestic students, so they are prepared instead of just like chuck everything to them, and under right. the academic pressure, they still have to look into the citation, footnotes, cheating, plagiarism, or grammar sites, you know, and they, instead of worry about these things, they just focus on their study.
Right. So this is really something that I think universities have realized, and we certainly have, along with them, discovered that this is not something that is only an issue for international students or only an issue for certain types of domestic students. Nearly everyone struggles with academic literacy issues, and the universities have too many students to be able to support them with the level of assistance that students need to develop the skills that they need to have to be able to successfully complete their degrees. And that's why it's so important to provide this kind of assistance. The other reason this works so well is students are spending more and more time online, oftentimes less time on campus, mm-hmm. and universities need to find ways to reach students wherever they happen to be. And that could be traveling on the bus or in their accommodation or, you know, on the weekend, in the evening, in locations and at times that traditionally university campuses are unstaffed or often just facilities are even just closed. Mm-hmm. So this is really about trying to reach students with a service and a solution that fits into the ways they're comfortable learning, doing this online in a way that's anonymous. There's no shame or embarrassment associated with asking a question on this platform. Well, and so to be honest, we've been surprised at the level of demand for the platform and for the service. We're helping close to 100,000 students this year. So there's a huge need right across Australia. And we're seeing this with international students, also a huge number of domestic students, particularly EAL or English as an additional language students. Mm-hmm. So students who might speak a different language at home, might be first generation Australians. They may count as domestic students, but they face many of the same challenges as international students as well. And maybe surprisingly, for some of your listeners, students who are from non-English speaking or English as an additional language backgrounds, and students who have been brought up in a, you know, with a traditional Australian education, they seem to be struggling with their own writing challenges as well. So it seems to be right across the board.
Mm-hmm. So it's either the language, culture challenging, or the ratio, student teachers, or the learning environments. Some international students are also students, like you said, they tend to lean towards the online study, and the traditional study might not interest them. What should the university do in this term in order to attract them?
It's a really good question, and it's something that we're working with universities to support them. Traditionally, in the past, universities haven't had this many students. They've had far fewer students. The last 10 years has seen huge growth in domestic and international students. And so our universities aren't very well prepared to provide the kind of personalized learning support for huge numbers of new students, many of whom are from non-English speaking or English as an additional language backgrounds. And this is a real challenge for them. And when you layer onto this the digital world that we are living in, what we're discovering is that our universities are probably not investing as much as they need to into what we call the student experience.
Do you think that is it due to the fund cutting from the Australian federal government that pushed university to raise their fee or charge their students and focus too much on like how can we deliver and get the profits, and we have to lay off the staff, and in this case it's put much more pressure on the university itself and further pressure the students to excel.
What we have is a situation where everyone's interests are not perfectly aligned, and mm-hmm. that's going to cause tensions. So the university's interests are to be as financially viable as possible, and the best way for them to do that is to do two things. One is to enroll as many students as they're allowed, especially international students, as we know. As you pointed out, they provide a huge amount of revenue to universities and to Australia generally. So that's part one. Part two is they also want to invest as much as possible in research, because that's how they traditionally increase their rankings on these international rankings tables. Mm-hmm. And those rankings are used to attract international students and to increase their brand. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem here is that from students' perspective, both domestic and international, research, the research capabilities of a university, which are meant to correlate with good teaching, don't automatically do that. Universities mm-hmm. will say that there is a connection between great research and great teaching, And there can be, but there isn't an automatic connection. And most of our universities that are doing great research, which are the biggest and the most the ones with the biggest reputations, called the Group of Eight or the Sandstone Universities, they actually tend to have the poorest student feedback on their quality of their student experience. And that's based on what's called the data or quality indicators in learning and teaching. This is public data that your listeners can go and look it up. It's on qilt.edu.au, and they can go and look up any university and any course and compare and see what the student experience is like. So what we have is the universities being focused on investing in research and improving their rankings, and yet not investing in the student experience. And it's that student experience that's so important for, obviously, for successful student outcomes. And in fact, your listeners may well know already, but it bears repeating, that a very large portion of the money that international students pay to universities goes not to supporting them directly, but to investing in the research that universities need to fund in order to maintain or improve their rankings. And that's because the government in Australia is not investing as much money in research.
So in that term, what will affect Australian education ranking in the world system?
So our rankings are vary. We tell ourselves in this most recent media coverage that you might have read about, or your listeners might have heard about, Australia's universities wanting to protect our brand and our world-class universities. We have some high-ranking universities. We have a few that are in the top 50 in the world, supposedly, and then others in the top 100, and then a larger percentage between maybe the 100th and the 300th mm-hmm. position. The rankings, to be honest, are kind of meaningless. This is a silly exercise that has uh-huh. been done for marketing purposes, really, and student recruitment purposes, but they really don't bear a lot of relevance to anything other than that. And yet it's kind of disappointing, at least in my view, that so much attention gets paid to them as a proxy for something that they don't really measure, which is the quality of the student experience. So if your listeners hear that University A is ranked number 30th in the world on some ranking, and by the way, there are lots and lots of different ranking services and organizations. They're all private companies or government entities, and they all do this in a largely convoluted way where they reduce something as complicated as a uni into a single number. But if your listeners thought, well, there's a uni that's ranked number 30, and then the one that's ranked 50, and the one that's ranked 195th, and the one that's ranked 278th, which one do they want to go to? Well, most of them might just by default say, well, I want to go to the highest ranked one. But the fact is, they might get a better experience and a more engaged, better learning outcomes and a better prospect of a job by going to that lower ranked university, because mm-hmm. that university actually is going to invest more in them as a student and ensure that they get the support and the experience they need to complete their degree and move on to a successful start to their career.
Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, sorry, insights, how should the university do in order to handle these challenges?
Well, in our view, universities should be fully committed to investing more in student experience. And it's almost without exception, the higher the ranking of these universities, the more they need to invest in the student experience, because they're achieving their ranking by putting more money into research and less into student experience. And unless and until these rankings start to count the student experience more highly, the rankings won't tell you what universities are doing a good job and which ones aren't. And if the government is really interested in protecting our brand, they're going about it the wrong way by trying to make sure that they keep that our universities stay focused on research. Our universities need to stay focused on doing a great job educating the 1.5 million people, including 500,000 international students mm-hmm. that are here and studying. Because if they don't do that, they'll destroy the brand of universities in mm-hmm. Australia.
Yes.
So that doesn't mean to diminish research, but it means that there is an imbalance right now. There's an imbalance between the university's investment in research and investment in teaching and learning and the student experience. And we run a terrible risk by overemphasizing the research at the expense of these students, because without these students, there are no universities and there is no $35 billion of revenue. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So in your perspective and your insight, you love to help the students, but it seems like it's also part of the, it should be part of the university's duties to carry out instead of letting to the organization. And at the same time, the Australian government tends to likely to cut the funds which the university needs. All these pressure puts pressure on the students who language is not their first language, especially English.
Definitely.
And
that might
lead to plagiarism, have competency in research, citing footnotes, whatever, plagiarism. Mm-hmm. And the government still want to impose penalize those who are doing this. Do you think that's the right way to go?
No, I think it's a terrible way to go. I agree with you. I think that our research and the research of lots of academics shows the vast majority of students don't want to cheat, mm-hmm. don't want to plagiarize, and they want to do the right thing. They only fall into these traps because universities aren't providing enough support and assistance to them when they are enrolled, and lots of universities really haven't required enough English language skill as part of their application and admission process. So there's a lot that, you know, there are students who have been admitted, both domestic and international, who are from English as an additional language or from overseas countries that that just are, you know, need to be doing more English language coursework to build up their capabilities, either in their home country or when they get here. And they also need lots more personal support, the kind of support that's part of what we do. Universities need to be investing much more in this to give them the confidence so that they know that they can do the work, that they can write a university-level essay that's properly referenced, that isn't plagiarized, and that is that complies with the rules of, you know, of academic integrity. This is what students want to do. They only are pressured to break the rules if they don't have the support that they need, and they don't know where else to turn. So this is a function of universities and the federal government not being invested enough in, again, the quality of the student experience. And this starts right with how we go about recruiting and evaluating and enrolling students from overseas, these 500,000 university-level students. We need to do a better job of, we have a duty of care when we admit one of these students to our universities, to make sure that if we admit them, we are going to give them all of the support they need to have every chance of success and to have a great outcome. If we don't feel we can do that as a country or as a university, we shouldn't admit them and we shouldn't take their money, because that is unfair. So I think that we've got a real problem here, because the international students are enormously valuable and essential to the entire sector. And yet I think that we need to treat them with more respect and more honesty, and we need to invest more in delivering what they're expecting. And they're paying a lot of money, and I think we need to do a better job. The universities that are accepting these students, that are in many of these universities now, the group of eight international students, can be upwards of 50% of the revenues coming to the university. So it's more than the government is contributing. And I think universities are maybe belatedly realizing that from the student's perspective, they're not getting necessarily great value for money.
Thank you very much for your insights, Jack Goodsman, founder and CEO of Studio CD.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed that.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.